Most of us had basically the same candidates in that nine.
Mary Ruth Kapsiak tells WBFO News, for the most part, she's pleased with some of the candidates who have applied to be the next city school leader.
Of course, there are people that apply that don't have all of the necessary, well, they have the credentials, but not New York State. And it's basically going to be hopefully someone that has the New York State license so that we don't get caught up in trying to get them certified.
But Kapsiak would not mention any names of who she would like to see in the position.
Can you say who you would like to see?
Well, I don't want to say at this time because it's, I think, a decision that should be nine people. You know, of course, I have a person that I would like to see have it, but I don't want to give that information at this time.
Kapsiak says she believes this time the board's minority members are not being left out of the process.
Right now, what is your biggest frustration with this process?
It takes a lot to get me frustrated. However, I would like to just see a sit at the table and be able to talk it out without biting each other, being demeaning.
The interim superintendent could be named at next Wednesday's meeting. Current school leader Don Ogilvie steps down July 1st. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.